It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. House Democrats are getting committee assignments this week, and New York and New Jersey holds major influence over federal spending and the financial sector. WNYC Washington correspondent John O'Connor joins us now by Skype to tell us who got what. Morning, John.
Hello, Richard.
So let's start with New York's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's getting lots of attention, also a spot on the Financial Services Committee. Was she happy?
Absolutely. She and her progressive supporters pushed for her to get on that committee. We now have a self-proclaimed Democratic socialist serving on a committee that helps oversee Wall Street and other parts of the financial sector.
So what is she most interested in?
I caught up with her as she hurried to a vote yesterday.
I mean, I think there's a lot of really amazing issues that we can dig into. I think we can dig into for-profit prisons and ICE detention. I think we can dig into the student loan crisis.
That's ICE, as in Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Activists have criticized the agency's contracts with for-profit companies to hold immigrants waiting on court hearings. On Twitter, Ocasio-Cortez also mentioned creating public banking or banks at post offices.
And New York City will have a little more budget clout now, right?
Yes. Bronx Representative Jose Serrano will chair the Commerce, Justice, Science, and Related Agencies Appropriations Subcommittee. That means he'll get first crack at spending for the Department of Commerce, the FBI, immigration judges, and more.
Now, Politico reported that Long Island Representative Kathleen Rice was denied a seat on Judiciary, even though she's a former prosecutor.
Yeah, it looks like punishment for voting against Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Rice led the effort to block Pelosi and voted for Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams for Speaker. Rice said the process wasn't fair, but she's got bigger things to worry about, like ending the shutdown.
And what about the city's other freshman, Max Rose?
The Army veteran will be on the Veterans Affairs Committee.
And we have just a little time left. What about New Jersey?
Mikey Sherrill, an Air Force veteran, is on the Armed Services Committee. So is Andy Kim. And Tom Malinowski got spots on foreign affairs and transportation and infrastructure.
All right. WNYC Washington correspondent John O'Connor. John, thanks a lot.
Thank you.